Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good Saturday morning, and if it doesn't sound like me, believe it, it is. Still got the old froggy throat voice, but we'll be over that pretty soon. Hope you can put up with it through the next couple of hours, because we got a lot to talk about this morning. We're wrapping up this dreary, windy, rainy, foggy week, and as we do that, a serious cold front is approaching the Gulf Coast for the early part of next week. Will you be ready for some freezing temperatures to kick it off? Well, the winter saltwater fishing is going to be, I'd say, uncomfortable at the least, but not out of the question. Interior freshwater fishing has a lot of hope, getting a lot of good reports on the crappie and the white perch. Small game hunting is still in effect. However, some public areas could be closed due to some high water from the overflowing rivers. In fact, I'll get to that in just a minute. It's a good day for the bayou cleanup. That's going to happen over in St. Bernard Parish out of Campos Marina. About 9 a.m. you can show up if you want to help clean up debris that all those storms saw some along brought in. We'll tell you how to do that. We talked to Robbie Campo in just a couple of minutes. We're also got some other field reporters all around the coast. And we're going to preview this weekend's Bayou Wild TV program. It's featuring a record Super Bowl speckled trout catch, sheephead on ultralight jig poles, and Chef John Foltz shows you what to do with those puppy drum you've been catching and wondering how to cook them. Outdoor calendar of events, and we got the story of a couple of hunters busted for using cracked corn as decoys. What? They are our bad boys of the outdoors. Here's your coastal marine forecast. Bleak as it is, north winds 15 to 20 offshore today and tomorrow, so that's going to mean probably 3 to 6 foot seas out there. Offshore fishing probably out for the most part. Interior north winds 10 to 15. Choppy conditions on the bigger interior lakes and bays. If you can, I would say freshwater fishing's the way to go. Now, if you got a Mardi Gras hunt plan, let me caution you. Very popular hunting area close to Metro New Orleans is the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area. That area closes automatically when the Pearl River gauge at Pearl River reaches 16.5. That projection is projected to happen at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning, Mardi Gras Day. So if you were planning on using your holiday to hunt there, make sure these projections are very accurate. There's a very good possibility it will be closed. Now, Bogachitta, which is north of there, closes at 15.5. And that is projected to hit 15.6 by 6 p.m. tomorrow night. So the Bogachitta Wildlife Refuge may close also. Right now, Pearl River gauge is at 13.79, but continues to rise. And there's a lot of other areas, too. So before you make your plans, make sure you check those river stages. I just had a text report came in from the River Rat, and he says the Natalbany is out of its banks in Springfield, but the Blood River is almost Norman. Normal. That's pretty weird. Yes, it is. All right, so we'll be right back after this time out. We'll be joined by Robbie Campo. They've got a bayou cleanup and a crawfish boil going on over there. Sounds good? We'll tell you how to get involved right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And we're going to talk to Robbie Campo, Campos Marina, Shell Beach, the site of the bayou cleanup happening about 9 o'clock this morning down there. Robbie, this has really been a dreary kind of week. How was the fishing down there?
Well, you know, Don, I've been trying to give you a good report for some time now, and I've been coming up short with that. But this past week, I tell you, even though it was foggy and it was, you know, it was wet and, you know, you just wouldn't think about that being really good condition to fish in. It was pretty doggone good. It did. Tuesday we had, I had a gentleman go behind Hopedale and did a drift in Hopedale Lagoon. Well, actually, Lake Amita. Picked up some trout on Voodoo Shrimp in there. Wednesday, Captain Giacomo went out by the fort right here, picked up 35 trout by the fort. That same day, Captain Jonathan fished the islands out there. Wade fished the islands, got out there, and wound up picking up 85 trout. And then, you know, the other people I fished this week, you know, I mean, they slaughtered the bass around here this past week. It was really a good week for fishing. Now, as the week, and, you know, I always say that today's your day to fish. That's not going to happen. This is the bad news part about what happened last week. Good news last week was they caught fish. This Saturday, that ain't going to happen. Because every place that they caught fish, your speckled trout, except the Lake Amita area behind Hopedale, that'll be fishable. But Lake Barn is going to be out. The outside's going to be out. You're not going to go out there because it's blowing, you know, it's entirely too hard. what will probably happen this week, though, Don, we're probably going to see that redfish jubilee that we've been talking about for the past few weeks here. We had to have two things happen here. We're going to get cold, so that's going to happen. But the water has to go extremely low. But if the water does not go extremely low, you're still not out of the ballpark yet because you could still put your boat in because it's going to be cold enough that those fish are going to hunker down in those deep holes. Any place that you could find with a deep hole, and especially behind the Hopedale area, in East Bayou, Middle Bayou, Bayou Bertola, Bayou Robin, any one of those deep Rosita Canal, Rosita Bayou, whatever, anywhere back there that has a deep hole in it that's got 20 feet or more water in it, those fish are going to hunker down in those deep holes. And all that's going to require is a little dead bait and a hook. And I think you're going to be on some fish this week. Switching gears, we do have the cleanup today. The water is a little high, so if you're coming to participate in the cleanup, down here, you want to bring some boots. Boots is going to be a definite. Waders, if you have your duck hunting waders or whatever. But if you're coming to participate in the cleanup and you bring in your boat, we're not going to charge you for a back down. Your back down will be free. A couple other things. People were calling and asking about, well, do we need trash bags and do we need bring drinks? No, you're not going to need all that. Mr. Robin Patty from Thrivet Financial is donating the bags. They're going to be here this morning. They're bringing the bags, the soft drinks, the water, the gloves. But you're going to have to bring your boots and your, because the water is up a little bit. I'm sure it's going to start falling here in a little bit. But I would bring hip boots. If it was me, I would have hip boots on. Or your waders from, you duck hunt. Most of you guys are duck hunters. Bring your waders because that would be the safest thing for you to get wet. So because it's kind of cold to get wet. Hats off to our parish officials, Don. You know, without Captain Jimmy Cawley, big thank you to Captain Jimmy Cawley this morning and for this thing, putting this thing on. Our parish officials, we got probably some of the best parish officials I've ever seen in this parish since I've been living in it, and I've been here all my life. They really care about this environment. They made this happen. Ms. Carrie Calais, Mr. Richie Lewis, Mr. Freddie Everhart, and our whole parish council. And last but not least, our parish president, Guy McGinnis, because he makes this happen. When we ask him for something, he's dead. He's on it, man. So kudos to those guys for doing all of this and making this possible. And like I said, if you're coming down here to Campos this morning, you can back your boat in. And if you're part of the cleanup and you want to, you're participating in it, you will not get charged for a back down. So with that said, Don, there you have it.
Robbie, one more thing. How is this going to be organized as far as areas? So I come down there. How do I know where to go so everybody's not in the same spot? Are they going to be directing people to different parts of the bayou?
Well, Jimmy Cawley says he's got a plan. That's all I know.
Okay.
That's all I know about that. He says, I got a plan. I said, all right. So Yeah, but I think what he's going to do is just break, take a few boats and start, you know, at the end of the road here, and take a few boats, go up the bayou, and, you know, on the other side of the bridge, and, you know, so we'll have them all scattered out, and then I'm going to ride around collecting the trash, and I'll be bringing it back and forth here with my boat, because I got a big privateer that's a big open boat, you know. We'll be bringing the trash back over here and putting it in the trucks where it belongs and getting it to the dump and getting it out our bayous.
Well, Robbie, our producer Doug says from now on you will be known as Robbie the Trash Man. So congratulations,
yeah.
My friend.
Yeah, that's a heck of a title.
it's a great effort, and thanks to everybody involved in it, and keep that bayou looking good. And, Robbie, let us know. I'm sure you'll have a weigh-in. You can give us an idea of how much stuff was picked up next week.
Yeah, we're going to try to get that to, you know, I'll have something for you, Don. I know they're bringing two of them big trash trucks that, you know, the dump body trash trucks down here. So I don't see any problem with filling both of them up, I promise you. But we'll
don't
try
forget,
to grab a weight on that for you.
Free boiled crawfish for the participants, too, to follow.
Absolutely, yep. And there'll be boiled crawfish at the end of this deal season. So, yep, don't forget about that.
Thanks, Rob. Y'all have a good day out there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo, the trash man at Campo's Marina. All right, coming back, got some text messages, more fishing reports. It's what you and I love to talk about every Saturday morning, as long as I can talk. We'll be back to do it on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we head out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk Stancil and get our fishing report on that area. Kirk, are you guys bracing for the onslaught of this Arctic blast that's going to be coming early next week?
You better believe it. It's I tell you what, it's pretty daggum cold over here right now. But yeah, we're getting ready. I think this freeze is going to, you know, we're tightening everything up down here. I'm going to drain the lodge and all that stuff. And just sit back and wait and see what happens.
If it gets, you know, I got a text in that says, and I hope that this doesn't happen, but it says, when the fish kill happens on Tuesday, do fishing regulations such as size and numbers taken still apply? Well, they absolutely do, because there are possession limits. But in an emergency rule, I guess wildlife and fisheries could relax that if there's dead fish and not allowing them to go to waste. But hopefully that it will not cool that quickly to where we get a trout kill. When's the last time you guys had a fish kill that? There was one over in the central and eastern part of the state a couple years ago. It was kind of minor and basically went unreported. Can you remember the last bad fish kill you guys experienced?
Yeah, 3 years ago. I remember it well. I mean, it was a big-time fish kill, Don. And it went underreported. And I mean, because we went out and looked and saw the fish. There were dead fish everywhere. And over at the Weirs, I mean, for a week, there were just dead redfish boiling out of those Weirs coming out.
Yeah, it's got to get really cold for the reds.
Yeah, it does. And then trout, I mean, that year, it was hard to catch a trout. And it's been, we're just now rebounding from that freeze. And and here we go again. Like you said, hopefully this, you know, the way it's come through and it's slow coming through, maybe these fish can get to deeper water. And they don't get shocked as bad. Of course, if it stays below freezing for more than 24 hours, there's going to be a fish kill.
Yeah, I think we can probably anticipate that and just hope that it's not that bad. So how has it been? February, not a real good month, but, you know, you can get some good opportunities if the weather kind of backs up. And we've had just about everything you can imagine this week. We had wind some days. We had fog some days. We had rain.
Right.
How's it been?
I didn't fish this week, Don. None of us did. We didn't put a boat in water this week and go. So I can't give you a good report. I'm sorry.
Well, you're not the only one that chose not to go. I mean, you know, it's only the foolhardy and the brave go in some of these conditions that we've got out there.
You're right.
That's just winter time fishing. But based on that last time we had a hard cold freeze like that, how long does it take before the fish actually get active again and start biting once it warms up?
Don, probably as soon as it warms up and the water temperature gets back up, you know, you'll get some activity. But, it all depends. That's a hard question to answer right there.
Yeah, I know it is. Well, I imagine you got more ducks than you've seen all season now ahead of this
there
front.
There are a bunch
there's
of
probably
ducks.
Still
there's
a lot
a bunch of ducks. There's been a bunch of ducks since about 2 or 3 days after the season closed. You know, the pressure moved off of them. They moved back in. They moved into the marsh. There's been a bunch of ducks. Sure have. You know, I was wanting to mention about, you know, this freeze situation. You know, I remember, you know, I was here when the freeze of 83 and 89, and this, you know, I'm reading a lot on social media that they're comparing these to the freezes of 83 and 89, and I don't think it's going to be as bad as the 83, 89 freeze, because those, we had warm weather when these Arctic blasts came through, and it stayed colder for longer. So I think we're going to be better off. Let's just hope and pray that it's not as bad as those.
I agree with you. I agree with you. That 89 caught the fish by surprise. I mean, it was 70 one day and dropped to near freezing temperatures in the water the next, and to safer, deeper water. But I think that's going to be different this time. And certainly hope so, for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Kirk, give us your phone number. People want to, you know, when things warm up, I'm sure they're not coming down there early part
right.
of this
you know,
week, but they got a plan for that spring run. They want to get a hold of you. How do they do it?
Well, they can give us a call at 888-762-3391, hackberryrodandgun.com. And I plan
Alrighty.
On being on the lake. I'm going out Tuesday and Wednesday. I plan on being on the lake and just seeing for myself what's going on out there.
I got you. Well, give us a good report, hopefully, next week.
Okay, Don.
Thanks, Kirk.
You bet. You have a good one. Thank you.
All righty. Kirk Stansel at the Hackberry Rod and Gun. And, we're bracing for this onslaught of some serious cold weather, possibly causing some fish kills. Speckled trout, probably the most susceptible. Redfish have a higher tolerance. Bass, even a higher tolerance than them. But the trout could be the one that's in danger. All right, get to your text messages and some more info right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio. All right, we have some text messages coming in. One from Justin, who lives in the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge, wishing us a happy Mardi Gras. And I know a lot of you were planning on having that extra day off to get some fishing or hunting in, but it's going to be some brutal weather out there. Maybe some rabbit hunting or squirrel hunting might be in order, but being on the water, you got to be pretty brave and well wrapped up. He has a question, too. He says, I do catch and release. If another person wants to keep the fish, does that become part of his limit? Yes, it does. But, I mean, you know, if you're going to release them to him, I'm not sure if you mean that you have to count those if you release them, but what I'm assuming is if the other person wants your fish, does that become part of his limit? Yes, it does. If you give those fish to him, then they're his. But if you keep them and keep them as your limit, and then you give them to him later as once they're clean, nothing wrong with that. But then again, you wouldn't be doing catch and release. I know it's confusing. Hope that helps. All right, the tomato lady, Ann, says, good cold morning. I'm going to have tomato popsicles in Covington at the food market, at the farmer's market. Have my better health helping since I broke my wrist last week fighting with a fence pole. You got to stop that, Ann. There's no future in that. A bummer. No rabbit hunting or fishing for 8 weeks. See what happens? All right, we have some more. This one says, I'm at work this weekend, so I can't do any fishing. Weather too bad anyway, but as always, have your show in the shop. Have a great day, brother. That's from the Irish Coonaf. This one says, wildlife and fisheries should temporarily lift limitation 2 to 3 days prior to the freezing date would be a good idea. Well, you don't really know what the results are going to be, how extensive the kill, even if there's going to be a kill. So to do something prior, I don't think that would be possible. But, you know, if they see that it happens, and in some most cases they do allow you to go out and collect them, and there's no penalties, you know, if the fish are dead. But we'll see. All right, right after this pause, we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about a great Sockelet event, white perch, crappie, whatever you want to call them, taking place today. A report from Blaine Salter next, after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Blaine Salter got me a report now. Blaine, of course, is the son of J.B. Salter, jigging poles. In fact, he appears on this week's Bayou Wild TV. If you haven't seen it, you got a chance to watch it on YouTube or tomorrow night on Cox Sports TV, catching sheephead on those light-action jigging poles. Well, today he's going to be hosting the Crappie Masters weigh-in at Bayside Marina. That's in Pierre Part. This is in Lake Verrett. The Crappie Trail starts at 7 a.m., the weigh-in is at Bayside. There's going to be free gumbo and food festivities at 3 o'clock. It's the first event of the year for the circuit. Blaine will be hosting a live event on Facebook starting at 2 o'clock. He's got a report from the Bayou Pigeon area. The fishing's picking up. Good catches taking place. Average trips producing anywhere from 15 to 35 fish. Now, this is Sockelet now. The bite has been a late afternoon bite. The sizes are above average. The spawn is very close. Females have full bellies, and the males are holding in 3 to 4 inches or aggressive. I wonder if he's meant 3 to 4 feet. He's had reports of quality fish caught in 6 inches of water. Reports through the Lake Verrett and connection waterways, including Bayou Corn, the grassy lake, are the same. Patterson's follow. Aggressive males, 3 to 4 feet of water, and some females being caught in 6 inches of water, depending on what changes this weather had on the Sockelet. We're predicting a great turnout and record weights. Now 5 inches of water in the biggest cold front of the year. We will see what happens. Folks are welcome to come to the weigh-in. Highest-ranked Sockelet fishermen in the state are going to be there. It's time to register at Bayside Landing, and you can join the Crappie Masters of South Louisiana Trail. They share their methods, and the winners are going to be showcased on the Facebook show on South Louisiana Crappie Masters Facebook page, so you might want to check that out. He said it's going to be cold, but it's going to be fun. They're predicting it's going to take 9 to 10 pounds to be a winner, based on the catches that have been happening in the last 2 weeks. But who knows with the weather, and who knows with fishing, because that's what it is. It ain't always catching. All right, let me get back to some more texts. This one says, if there's a fish kill, it could be a blessing in disguise for those suffering with food shortage to get some free food to eat. Maybe someone could get refrigerated trucks and boats to collect the free fish, better than letting them go to waste. Not a bad idea, but they really don't go to waste, and because everything in the water is recycled. I mean, there's crabs and other organisms that would eat the deteriorating fish, and so they kind of get recycled into the system there. But, yeah, it might not be a bad idea to do that. Maybe the Hunters for the Hungry, you know, they accept fish donations, and they could sure get them to some people who need them. All right, we come back after this break. We're going to get a fishing report from the Empire area. We're going to be talking to Mitch Jurisich at Delta Marina, tell you what's heading down in his way. Right after this time out, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, our text number is 504-260-1870. Questions, comments are welcome here to the show. And if you got a fishing report or a hunting report, send it along to us. Right now we're getting one of those fishing reports from the Delta Marina proprietor, Mitch Jurisich. Mitch, how you doing this morning? You getting ready for some cold weather?
Yes, we are, Don. It's blowing down here. It's getting cooler, and at least it's not raining this morning, which is a plus, but we're not expecting a whole lot to happen here today. You know, it's more like hunting weather than fishing weather right now.
Yeah, we sure could have used this a couple weeks ago for the duck and the deer seasons. Well, Mitch, what's been going on down there as far as hot spots and bait availability for people this week? And, of course, probably after the freeze goes and fishing gets back to normal in the latter part of next week and next weekend, what could they expect?
Well, actually, Don, there's been some decent catches of speckled trout on the really good days when the weather permits. We had a family go out last Saturday. You know, the weather was pretty nice last week, I think Sunday, and they actually caught a beautiful mixed bag of sheephead, redfish, and they had some nice, really nice trout. Not a whole lot, but what they had was some really nice 2-2.5 pound trout, you know. And of course, we always have the live shrimp available. We're very fortunate to have our live bait guy work for us throughout the winter, and he keeps some really nice shrimp coming in, good and fresh and lively. Plus, we have our dead bait, and yesterday we had some guys come in and get their live bait. And I asked them, so, well, trout must be turned on a little bit with it before this weather. But they said, no, it's sheephead and drumfish their clients are asking for. So I said, well, I guess the live bait will catch them also. You know, it works great. But they said they've been doing some real nice catches a little further up the road in the Happy Jack area. And that's the beauty part about where we're at. You know, you can run north, south, east, or west. And we get, you know, people starting to learn about that real quick. Running out of here, we have everything available, so the guys actually run from Happy Jack, pick up a live bait here, and head back up that way to go fishing. So it's been slow this winter, with all of these cold fronts and everything. And as I said before, I wish I was in a deer stand this morning, but I'm sitting on the on the front of the in the front porch of the Delta Marina waiting on someone to show up.
You know, Mitch, you mentioned sheephead and drum. Our TV show Bayou Wild this week featured catching sheephead. And I can't tell you how many people have reacted to that. Do you see a kind of a trend? I mean, still speckled trout is the king. That's what everybody wants. It's a glamorous fish. But more and more people are interested in getting those black drum, the puppy drum, and the sheephead. Are you finding that from the guides and the fishermen that come out of your marina?
Yes, we sure are, especially sheephead. People are really starting to catch on. They're starting to figure out how to clean them. And, I eat sheephead. I've been eating them since I was born, basically. And we call them bay snapper. The meat is just beautiful, white, and just as tasty and clean as anything you want, And people are starting to catch on to that. But I feel sorry for the poor people cleaning fish because they look at these big catches of sheephead and they frown. But hey, it's something to do, But they really are. I've noticed a lot of my clients right now in the winter months are starting to catch on that sheephead is the king of the winter.
You remember Harry Lee, the legendary sheriff of Jefferson Parish. That was his favorite fish, was the sheephead, and his favorite recipe was about as simple as it would get. He would take bacon grease and ginger, and then he would half shell the sheephead and put them on the grill, and baste them with that bacon grease and ginger. And he had people following him all over looking for sheephead. And, I got to agree with him. Sheephead is, whether you fry it, you can boil it like crab meat, you can grill it. No matter what you do with it, it's a good white flaky meat.
Yeah, it sure is. And that's, as I mentioned before, growing up on the bayou, staying at the camp throughout the summer months and everything, and my grandmother being of Croatian descent, they didn't throw anything away. So when we caught sheephead, whatever it was, especially sheephead, she would scale that thing, and when she baked it on the coals and on the shell pile out there, it had the head and everything. And we didn't have nothing but bones left by the time we finished. But it is. It's really a clean tasting meat. It just takes a little skill to learn how to clean around the bones and to get the most meat you can off of it. But the good thing about it, there's really some beautiful sized sheephead right now. If there was some fishing rodeos going on right now, I think we'd be breaking some rodeo records.
Yep, it's a great fish, and it's finally starting to get over the name and, all the negative stuff about them. People are enjoying catching them. You can't complain about the fight you get on them. I mean, they turn sideways on you, and they'll give you a nice fight.
Oh, yeah, they'll fool you now. You think you got something much bigger, but they are. And I tell you what, though, getting that hook out of that mouth still takes skill. I still fight with that. They're going to bend many a hook, I can tell you that.
They will definitely do that, and they're good at stealing bait, too. You got to detect. You got to keep a tight line and detect that little bite and be ready to set that hook. Mitch, I'm hoping we don't get a fish kill out of this freeze, but I may be calling you maybe Wednesday or so, and if you can kind of keep an eye out, and we'll see what kind of damage is done when this hard cold front gets through.
Right. Well, I hope not either, because I'm going to tell you, we really looking towards spring right now, looking ahead. It looks like we're going to have some really good fishing ahead, especially when that weather warms up for those couple days. It looks like the trout are still there, and they're ready to bite. The red fishing has been a little slow. But, yes, we will be monitoring that. And fortunately enough, I think we're going to stay here in South Louisiana in the coastal waters. I think we're going to be safe. But, there's still a bunch of ifs on this cold front and just these cold fronts coming and just how much effect we're going to get. It doesn't take much. We're not too many miles away. Baton Rouge and Prairieville and those areas are looking at the freeze line and further west, really getting close to the coast. So we're going to be monitoring that, and hopefully we stay up right at freezing or above. You know, and it takes a really hard freeze to get these fish dormant. You know, and also we hope, and I mean, we got the heaters going in the live shrimp tanks to get that water warm and hopefully get them through this ordeal too.
All right, sounds good. Mitch, before you go, give us Delta Marina's phone number in case somebody wants to call you during the week.
Okay, our phone number is 657-5116. We're also on Google at deltamarina.com, and our website is info@thedeltamarina.com, our email address. And you can reach us there. We have cabins available, you know, everything you need to for your stay, your fishing, and one-stop shop, basically.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to the reopening of the restaurant, too, once the renovations are finished. Should be great.
That should be March 4th. We're looking forward to it. We're really coming along nicely. We're ahead of schedule right now, but, you know, that can all change with this weather coming, you know, and everything. We just hope the workers can keep getting it done so we're ready for the reopening.
I'll come down there and get some sheep head on a plate.
That'll work. Our Chef Bernie is really good at preparing some fish dishes. He surprises us constantly, so that's what I love about him. But we're looking forward to it, Don, and thank you so much and for everything you do for the communities and keeping people posted and up to date of what goes on around.
You're quite welcome, Mitch. Thank you again, my friend. Talk to you next time.
All right, Don. Have a good one.
All right, that's Mitch Jurisic, Delta Marina. Coming back, we talked to Captain Darrell Carpenter. In fact, he is featured cleaning sheephead on this week's Bayou Wild TV. A little quick demonstration if you haven't seen it. Back with him right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And we get our fishing reports from the Grand Isle and surrounding area from Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. And Darrell, there's some concern, and I've got to tell you, I'm a little bit concerned, too, depending on how far south this Arctic blast extends. We could be in for a little bit of a fish kill. What has been your experience with fish kills down in Grand Isle? We had one three years ago down there. Kind of went underreported, but I think it had a pretty devastating effect for the next year or so. But then after it freezes, my experience has been, after a few years, it comes back more than ever.
Yeah, it does, Don. You know, some of those fish will get trapped in, if it cools off enough, some of those fish will get trapped in some shallow water, and they may end up perishing. You know, if so, it would be bad timing more than anything else, because, you know, you've got wildlife and fisheries that's in their year-long review of speckled trout stock and so forth. So if any decline in the stock right now, of course, they would use to their advantage. But, you know, I mean, Don, this week, I mean, the water was 72 degrees around Grand Isle. And I ain't got to tell you what happens with that. Heck, Thursday, we were catching speckled trout on top water in the middle of the day. It's like they woke up and said, here we are. there was, I mean, all week long, there's just been speckled trout everywhere. Now, I say that, but I should caveat with, they've got Davis Pond flowing at 9,000 cubic feet a second. So if you go too far to the north or too far to the east, you start running into muddy water, and that kind of puts the bite down somewhat. But anywhere around Grand Isle, that water was just gorgeous, man. I mean, beautiful, clean, clear water. And like I said, it was running 72. Trout just busted loose. I cleaned my first big trout with egg sacks in them this week, so Mother Nature is doing its thing. As long as, you know, and maybe it was a good thing it was 72 degrees this week, because then it's going to take a little bit longer to cool that water off. I think what will probably cool it off faster than anything else is if all that rainwater starts draining through those basins, that cold rainwater. And we are going into slack tides. So we've got a few things to kind of keep an eye on and worry about, but you know, as long as it's a slow, gradual cool off of the water and gives those fish a chance to go hunker back down in their deep holes, then I'm hoping we're going to be okay.
Darrell, what about boats? What precautions should a boat owner take when you're sitting on a trail and it's going to be in an area, maybe where you live, where they're expecting some teens and stuff? What should you do to protect your boat and your engine?
Well, Yeah, well, a lot of it depends on when's the last time you ran it, because whether or not you've had a chance for all the water to get out of the engine and so forth. Of course, everybody overlooks their live well systems. If you've got water still in your live well hoses, do what you can. Make sure the ends are open. Water's got room to expand. But the absolute best thing that I've ever done with mine when it was hitting the teens, drape that engine with a piece of plastic, whether it be Visqueen or something like that, and get you one of those little clamp-on shop lights. And you can clamp it onto the lower unit. Heat rises. You clamp the shop light onto the lower unit, cover everything with something that's non-flammable, and it's going to trap all the heat and keep everything from freezing.
Great advice. Darrell, I want to thank you for that sheephead cleaning demonstration. We got the opportunity to use that on this week's Bayou Wild. Your kind of shortened version of getting that filet off of a sheephead. It's going to go a long way because, boy, I tell you, we had a lot of people react to that program. We made believers out of a lot of trout fishermen as far as going with sheephead. And I know you've always fished for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's meat in the box. I mean, in our industry, a lot of times it's all about meat in the box, and that's, it's a great fill-in. We haven't seen those sheephead gang up so far this year like we normally do, and it could be because, like I said, we had 72-degree water this week.
Well, they'll have a change, and maybe they will congregate with this colder water. Darrell, thanks for the report. Great advice for the boat owners. We appreciate that. They can find you at realscreamers.com. You're on my website. Give them the telephone number if they want some info.
225-937-6288.
All right. Put your jacket on, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Hug the fireplace.
Good idea. All right. Yeah, I had the fireplace going last night. All right. We come back. We got another hour of this stuff. And if I can make it with my voice and you can put up with listening to it, we'll get through it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio. And welcome into hour number two. Got me one of those little throat lozenges to try to help things out. You're just tuning in and wondering who this is. It's actually me. Got a relapse on my laryngitis. Hopefully it'll be cleared up by next Saturday morning. Should be. Anyway, we still got lots to talk about. Got fishing reports coming from Eric Mohabarak, Ryan Lambert, also Captain Mike Gallo. So stay tuned for those. And if you want to send us a text message, it's 504-260-1870. Got some good advice coming in here on the text board. Says, Don, remind folks, put their boat battery charges on trickle charge. Dead or weak batteries have a higher freezing point than charged ones. That's a good idea. Save your battery. We also have the Lafayette Yacker checking in from chilly Acadiana. He says, it's time to let the fish rest until this frigid blast passes. All right, want to text us, 504-260-1870. I think we're going to get a little rabbit report. Our friends over at the Convent Hunting Club are going to be dropping the tailgates and releasing the hounds here shortly, and we'll give you an update on how rabbit hunting has been going. As far as Bayou Wild TV, well, I tell you, had a lot of reaction to this week's show that's airing right now. It's called Giant Specks and Jigging Sheep. And Kenny Krieger, who caught the number two all-time, some people argue it's the number one speckled trout in the state, tells his story of how he caught it on Super Bowl Sunday of 1999. And then Kenny and myself and Captain Martha and Chris LeCocq from Bayou Wild and Blaine Salter, who we were talking about earlier with those jigging poles, went out and did something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and that's jigging sheephead on ultralight tackle. We had a blast, and you can catch that action. Plus, John Foltz, he makes some drum boulettes. Now, you can also do it with the sheephead, and those basically are fried fish balls. And, boy, that's another one that'll make you hungry. So check that out. You can always go to BayouWildTV.com and watch all our past episodes. You can go to YouTube and watch the current show. It's airing right now. And there's, on our website, there's a whole list of stations and systems, networks that carry the program. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., it'll be on Cox Sports TV, our main distributor. All right, Bayou Wild TV also, we have a new recording studio. And it's a place called Etouffee Authentic Cajun Cuisine. It's on Highway 190, just off the highway, between Mandeville and Covington. And it's the Kale family from down in Cutoff. And let me tell you, they have brought Cajun cuisine, the real deal, to the North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain. If you want to try it out, stop by there on a Monday. We will be there two Mondays a month. And Kim, the general manager, she's got the schedule. If you want to call over there and find out which days we're going to be there, we are scheduled to be there not this Monday, but the following Monday, 22nd, we'll be there taping. I invite you to come by and have some lunch, and really a good lunch, and talk some hunting and fishing with Martha and I. Also want to remind you about the Bass Cash Bash. If saltwater fishing's off because of the cold weather, bass fishing is still on. You could win over $2 million in prizes that are being offered. I'm talking boats, truck, cash prizes. Go to BassCashBash.com. You'll find out it's all over Texas, Louisiana, Alabama lakes. And if you're going to be fishing in one of those areas and you're going to be doing some freshwater fishing, believe me, it'd be worth it. It's like getting an insurance policy in case you, because it happens every year. Same thing with CCA Stars. Somebody catches one of those tagged redfish, but they fail to register and they miss out. So you don't want to be, as they say, be that guy. Check it out. All right, coming back after this, it's a Born on the Bayou. Captain Mike Gallo, find out what he's doing to get ready for this approaching cold front that's going to be hitting the Gulf Coast early next week. We'll be back with his report after this time out. Oh, he gets down with that singing. And it introduces Captain Mike Gallo for his fishing report, which is brought to you by Seato. And, you know, each week we kind of joke about getting stuck out there and Seato comes to rescue. This kind of weather that's approaching, it is very serious. But if you've got a Seato policy and you get it for $179 for a whole year, you've got peace of mind knowing that no matter what the weather, if you run out of fuel, if you need to be towed in, if you got electrical problems, Seato will come to the rescue. It's like having AAA policy on the water, and to get it, it's very easy. You go to Seato.com or call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, and he will sign you up. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, what are you doing in preparation for this Arctic blast that's coming down here?
I'll make sure I have plenty of firewood.
Yep, and of course, you know, you got a lot of exposed pipes and stuff over there at the camp. I guess you got to take care of all that, batten down the hatches and stuff.
Yeah, we've dealt with this many times over the years. I have some drains. I can shut the water off and drain it out, and the lodge will be just fine. We've been down this road before. Days like today, Don, you put together a checklist on things you'd like to make sure are functioning properly on your boat for when springtime gets here, you're able to go out and have a productive trip and not be dealing with things like a bilge pump that has a seal that's leaking or your live well pump. You know, you can make a checklist, and it's not a big checklist, but make sure that your fire extinguisher is up to date. Make sure that your flares are up to date. They have expiration dates on flares nowadays. Just those types of things. Boat safety. I make sure I have all that stuff in order. Obviously, when we get a warm day and I get ready to start chartering on a more regular basis, I'll go through that list, make sure everything's working good, and we'll be off and running. Of course, on that list is my Seato membership, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, during these cold days and people that still want to get out and fish, redfish, bass now in your area, that's probably what they would want to concentrate on. Maybe look for some of them in the deeper holes and cuts and water that is going to remain just a little warmer, maybe because it's not moving as fast or maybe because it's got some depth to it.
Exactly. You know, when this cold front does come through, there's probably going to be a lot of north wind with it, and that'll push a lot of water out. The deeper areas, like Robbie was talking about, will be where a lot of those fish will congregate. A light jig head with a downsized plastic. I know a couple of weeks ago we talked about cutting a little piece off of your matrix or your favorite plastic to make it a smaller profile. But a fairly slow presentation. Make sure you keep your line tight at all times because the bite will probably be very soft, very light. But you're finding them. That's the That's the more difficult part. Concentrate on those deep holes and out of the current. Usually in the turns of a bayou or where two bayous intersect, there'll be a deeper hole. And you can look at your tide guides and see when the tide's going to slow down and start to turn around and come in or go out. And that'll be some of your better times when the water slows down. So you're exactly right. The deeper holes and the slower water movement will probably be the best areas to try. You could put some dead shrimp, put a little piece of shrimp on your plastic, or you can fish with dead shrimp. Because when the pickings get scarce, those fish will eat what they can.
Yeah, and it's very important to make sure you keep slack out of your line, because you know what that bite is sometimes. It's nothing but, I call it a tick. You know, it's just like a little bit of tiny little tap. And if you got any slack in your line, you're not going to feel that at all, because those fish are lethargic. They may want to feed, but they're not really aggressive where they're going to grab it and make a run with it.
I tell you an interesting story, Don. Many years ago, you and I were fishing, and you set the hook and missed the fish or whatever the case was. And I said, did you get a bite? And you said, I think a gnat landed on my line. And if you imagine, imagine what it might feel like for a gnat to land on your line, sometimes a bite is that soft or that small. So you really have to pay attention for those light ticks like you were talking about.
Exactly. Well, Mike, your experience with fish kills, you've seen a few of them come and go. You know, they're not fun when you're going through it and for the following year, but boy, that second year after a kill, I don't know whether it's because there's a lot of bait still in the water because there weren't as many predator fish, but it usually comes back very, very strong.
I must be an optimist. I sure don't think we're going to have a real big fish kill. Maybe some. But our water temperatures have gradually gotten colder and colder. I know middle of the week they were around 60, and I did have one boat go out. The only place they found fish was in about 5 to 7 feet of water in some of the big washouts along the Mr. Go. So those fish are already really close to very deep water. So I don't see it being a problem with those fish escaping into some deep water, and I just don't think we'll have a big fish kill in this area.
Hopefully not. And again, you know, we're getting mixed reviews on how cold it's going to get. Some are saying teens, some are saying, you know, just below the freezing mark for a couple of hours. So time will tell. We'll see and get back to fishing again. Before you go, tell people how they can get a hold of you if they want to check on reservations at the Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge and get a trip in to do a mixed catch, bass, redfish, sheephead, drum, flounder.
Very simple, Don. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or you can call the old reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All righty. Sounds good, Mike. Stay warm, my friend. Get that firewood, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. You take care of that voice.
It's one of the most precious things I have. It's how I make my living. We'll see you next week, Mike. Thanks again, buddy.
All right.
Coming back after this, it's time for the paddler's report. I wonder if you can paddle a kayak through ice. Look like you need an icebreaker on it. We'll check in with Captain Eric Mohabarak. Get you some cold weather fishing tips from a paddle craft right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. At least when you're stroking, you're burning some energy and keeping warm when you're out on those cold days that are coming. This report is brought to you in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. They're in mid-city of New Orleans. Covington, Baton Rouge, got the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. You'll see them on their website, MasseyOutfitters.com, and also check them out on Facebook. We have a couple of members who are field reporters. Eric Mohabarak is one with the Louisiana Kayak Company. Eric, I know you got some sad news to report, but these things need to be done because a lot of people probably have not got the word yet about one of the members of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club.
Yes, sir. We had a board member and a member of a long time. I believe it's been about 6-7 years he's been a member and part of the board. His name is Jason Bain. He passed away suddenly this week. You know, we're all was pretty shocking to all of us. You know, he was a great guy. I would like to say, a friend of ours and also a former member, Casey Brunning, is offering a trip for $20 a head, $20 a ticket or whatever, to raise money for his widow and his child, which is awesome, unbelievable. All I can say is good things about Jason. He's always been a straight up forward guy, we're trying to raise a little bit of money to try and help the family out and see what we can do, and like I said, Casey with Hurricane Bay Charters is doing his raffle. He's nice enough to donate a $700 trip. And when they do the drawing, it's going to be live on Facebook on the Bayou Coast page. And any information you need, you can find it on the Bayou Coast Facebook page. I also shared it on my page, too, if you wanted to look on that, get the information there. But it's a pretty rough time for the club right now. It's just kind of taken by shock.
And I understand that the trip is going to be scheduled on Jason's birthday, Sunday, June 6th. And that's very generous of Casey Brunning. And, you know, Eric, when you belong to these organizations and clubs, it's more than just a fishing. I mean, it's a family. And, you know, to come together and raise funds for the survivors is certainly a wonderful thing to do. And people can purchase those tickets on that website at Bayou Coast. BFKFC.com.
Yeah.
And they can get the tickets.
Yes. 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 And there's also a link on the page on the thing on the website on the Facebook page where they can link to it.
Very good. You know, we've been having a lot of reports this morning dealing with freshwater, and I guess it's no exception. That's kind of the hot ticket with given the conditions we've had lately. What can you tell us for those in the kayaks? Where can they go to pick up some good freshwater fish while it's hot?
Well, Don, they've been doing real good in Des Almonds. Actually, they caught a few on the bridge, but they seem to move the Sockeye. I'm sorry. Moved to the shorelines. I guess they're getting in that spawn mode. Also, same thing in Highway 51. And I got a really good report out of Man Shack. And then the same person I know went back, and he didn't do so good, and then he went back again. And so it's kind of hit or miss, seems like, in Man Shack. So they were doing pretty good. And that's all off of Highway 51. That's a lot of area you can get to with a kayak. You know, to get all, just you can launch any way you can throw in the boat right there, you know. So that's a pretty good spot. And depending on the wind, that's pretty well protected if you go under that 51 bridge, you know, and you fish a couple of those dead-end canals back there. If you can get shiners, of course, that's the best bait. Also, those jigs, you know, like the little matrix ones and the little tube jigs, you know, those are some good ones. One of my favorites is the black and green is as far as using, also pink and white seems to be working well, but that's what my suggestion is. And also, you know, Don, something that's still going on that more, I can't believe more people ain't taking advantage of this is, like concentrate, man. They've been killing.
I know what you're talking about. A friend of mine, Ronnie Patterson, and his son Jeremy have been going out there and working them over big time. I'm talking big blue cats. It's the Lake Pontchartrain's full of them, and there's a lot of ways to catch them. How do you like to catch those blue cats?
Well, man, it's the easiest. Just get the swimming noodles, tie a string on them, put a hook on the bottom. You can use 50-pound monofilament. But you get some of the twine like they used to fix the Charles with, and just put a hook on it, a circle hook, piece of redfish belly, trout belly, sheephead, whatever you got, put it on the end, and just throw them out there. Make it about 3 or 4 foot long on the noodle, you know, and tie one of the ends of the noodle, and the noodle will stand up and pop around, and you go chase it down. That's the easiest way. But if you don't have all in there, a fishing pole with shrimp on the bottom will work, you know. I also heard a report that someone was catching them on live cockahoes, and he went out to try and catch speckled trout, and he ended up catching a whole pile of and some large ones, like you said, on the live cockahoes. So he's been doing good.
Crawfish will work too.
Crawfish, yeah, crawfish are great. You might even get a flathead. might even get a flathead off of that with the crawfish, you know?
Yep. Well, you got to take advantage of what's in, you know, when it's on. And believe me, catfishing in the lake is on right now. As far as when this weather gets right, what would be some spots to hit first?
Well, when the weather's bad, well, I'd say hit the Myrtle Grove Canal. And,
it's deep,
and, what's the bite? Yeah, the Myrtle Grove Canal should be on fire after this, as soon as the front gets full cold. And also maybe, you know, the bayou that runs right there by Robbie's place. What's the name of that?
Bayou Lutra.
Should be hopefully on fire. If the water, you know, everybody knows that takes a certain situation. The water gets low and really cold, and then fish pile up in there, too.
Right,
you know,
right.
So that's a good spot. But I would try that. And then also Basons or Gator Cove, you know, they got some deeper canals around there, some dead ends and stuff that would work good. You know, bring you dead bait. I'll always say that during this time of year, because like you said, you can save them sheephead, save a trip with the sheephead, you know, fishing on the bottom, you know, which is another fun fish to catch. I got so many of them.
Absolutely.
It's easy for people to do, you know. So, and
Eric,
your question, Don, about breaking through the ice. You can do it in the Hobies. I'm gonna look up the video and I'm gonna send it to you so you can see these guys up north taking the Hobies, going through the ice and breaking the frozen lake up. You know?
Yeah.
So it should be
pretty. You can maybe put some kind of an ice eater on the front of the bow and just go ahead and crunch on through that stuff, huh?
Yeah, they ride right through it. Boom, it breaks it up. I was amazed when I seen it. You know, the boats have so much torque with them, so.
I'd like to see that. All right, Eric, I got you on my website. If people want to find you and book a trip through you, tell them how to get you on your site as well as a phone number.
All right, you can look up the Louisiana Kayak Company on Facebook or on Instagram. And then my phone number is 504-313-8292.
All right, thanks. Well, we appreciate it, Captain Eric, and I hope everybody gets to participate and try to win that trip with Captain Casey Brunning, Hurricane Bay Charters, for a great cause. We'll see you next time.
All right, Don, have a great day. Bye.
All right, we come back. I got some new text messages to share with you, and you know what we do at this time on a Saturday morning. We talk about them bad boys. Got a couple of them for you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we get text messages throughout the show. Got some new ones in here to share with you. Got a report on the Tickfaw River. It's been filthy dirty all year. Went Wednesday, caught 7 throwbacks, but recommend live shiners if you're going to be fishing the dirty water. Here's a question from Joe in the Kiln over in Mississippi. He says, if I catch a tagged redfish that died from cold weather and I'm registered, what to do? Well, you can. I'm assuming you mean a tagged redfish from the Star CCA. The contest has ended from last year, and the new fish haven't been put in, but there's a chance if you find one. I would suggest turning it in for the data, but there'll be no prize awarded because it's outside of the contest dates. Here's one that says Jimmy Hyde. He's checking in for the New Orleans Fly Fishers Club. They've got a fly tying session in the public library in River Ridge on Jefferson Highway from 10 till noon. Might be a good indoor activity if you're into fly tying. All right, we come back after this. Got two bad boys of the outdoors. Their story's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Back on January 24th, after observing an area in Assumption Parish had been baited with cracked corn, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents heard gunshots coming from the such baited area. They also observed Terry Lee and Toby Lacoste leaving the baited area in possession of shotguns and found them in the possession of two wood ducks. Upon further investigation, the agents learned that Lee was responsible for placing the bait and leaving empty sacks of corn against a guardrail. The agents seized the two wood ducks, cited Lee and Lacoste for hunting migratory game birds over a baited area. Lee was also cited for placing bait to take migratory game birds and gross littering. Lacoste was also cited for hunting ducks without a federal stamp, without HIP certification, and state duck license. While most of these violations are federal and will be the most expensive penalties, and that will be determined in a federal court, The state violations could bring maximum criminal fines of $950 plus 16 hours community service on a trash truck and up to 30 days in jail for Terry W. Lee, 55, of Bayou Lores, and Toby R. Lacoste, 38, of Bayou Vista, our bad boys of the outdoors. Well, the moral of that story, if you're going to put bait illegally, don't leave the bag on the guardrail on the highway. Very suspicious. All right, we come back after this. Let's see if we can get Ryan Lambert. He's been brushing up on his Espanol. I think he's back, or maybe still in Mexico. We never know where he is. He's hard to keep up with, that plastic man. Back with his report after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. He loves to feed fish plastic. That's why we call him the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. And, Ryan, I got to thank you for at least your attempt to spare me the agony of seeing that big pile of beautiful choice ducks that you gathered up down at Nolejase. But one of your harem girls made sure I saw it. So it didn't work, but I appreciate your effort to keep from getting me sick over it.
I really didn't show you the big pile of quail. I really didn't want to do that for you.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for that. That would have really been bad. So how was the trip down there? Pretty good, huh?
One of the best trips I've had since we reopened 6 years ago. I mean, it was – I just cannot believe how many ducks are still down. I mean, it was phenomenal. I mean, you know, I just shoot male ducks, and I limit out every single hunt. I hunted quail for – an hour and a half, and three of us killed a limit in an hour and a half and just quit it, you know. It was incredible, just incredible. I just love it down there. It's I got some great videos that I edited together off my barrel, my shot cam. It just shows people how to pick the males out of a group, you know. It's going to be good. I'm going to edit it and put some music to it, and then I'll use it for a tutorial for folks when they come to the lodge and the harem when they go to hunting and stuff like that. So
I can't wait to see that.
It was pretty good deed. Yeah, pretty good deed, buddy.
So are you getting plastic today. Yeah. Some of those birds may bounce back if they fly in north and they fly into that Arctic front. But, you know, you and I have had some conversations about how few freezes you actually get down there on that peninsula in Plaquemines Parish. The lower part of the parish is kind of more like Florida weather. When's the last time you actually had a good hard freeze down there? Can you remember?
Yeah, we had one about 2016 when that big giant cold front came through. I was down in Mexico and was 36 there, but it killed the palm trees all the way 20 minutes before me, because, you know, I have all those palms. And it didn't hurt mine, but 20 minutes up the road, it killed palms. So, yeah, 2016. And even this one's not going to freeze down there. It's just we're surrounded by so much water that the water temperature kind of maintains a certain temperature to where it doesn't hurt as bad. Last time I saw it was going to be 35 down there and 20 here at home. So it's a big difference.
Yeah, and that warm, you know, air coming off of all that water mixes in with that cold air and keeps it from getting that cold. So that's an added bonus. Well, so what's the plan for fishing these days down there? What are y'all after? The big red still in?
No, everything's going to be there. The salinity's at 30,000 parts per thousand. You know, that's a lot of salinity. The river's at March 10th, it's going to be 5.7. So we ought to have a fantastic spring. I mean, the trout ought to be all the way over here and all the way down into Venice. It's going to be the best trout spring we've had in 8 years because the river's been high that long. But it's down, and people are having trouble with too high salinities. They got the diversions open right here at Davis Pond trying to flush that salt water out to help the oysters a little bit. But it's going to be great for speckled trout. And, you know, our reds are always great. I mean, the reds are just – that's a given. That's like every day on the east side, the boys will do well on the reds. And I like the sight fish on the west. And if it's still at 5 foot, man, my sight fishing is going to be off the charts. I mean, the water will be very clear all spring and, you know, into April. And I'll be able to sight fish and fly fish every day.
I'm ready to get down there, but I'm not ready today.
Not today.
No,
well, we also got the gunning for a cure coming up. I hope we get good weather for that. That's coming up in a couple of weekends, February 27th. In fact, if people want to come down and meet the Harem girls and see you, we're going to be having a team. In fact, the T-shirts and the shotgun shells are on order, and it's a great event, raffles, live auction, food, drink, and it's all to raise money for prostate cancer research. So I suggest people go to gunningforacure.org and maybe bring the kids, too, because they got a lot of those bounce rooms. I think you got in one time, one of those bounce-around rooms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt I have. Yeah, we have.
Sometimes I feel like I've been in one.
Yeah, we're going to have a tournament, a benefit tournament at Grand Ridge for one of our pros that's got cancer, and we're going to have a big benefit tournament that same day. So as soon as I finish that, I'm coming right back over here, you know, because, you know, you try to do everything you can for all the good causes you can, you know.
So, yeah, well, the Sporting Clays is basically golf with a shotgun, but for golfers, how can they get signed up for that one down there at the club?
Oh, they can just call the club and I don't even know the number, but they can call Grand Ridge Golf Club and Caitlin will get them signed up. It'll be good. It's for a great cause. It's a great guy that's with five kids, and you know, it'd be a good cause to do a benefit for Todd Hart.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's gonna be fun with the girls too. They all fired up. I can't wait to get them. I need to get them on the side and take them shooting one day before we go. You know, just get the feet positions right and get them down on the gun and stuff. You know, everywhere I go, you know, when I'm in the blind with people, I'm always teaching. You know, it's funny because people want to lift their head up. You got to keep your head on the gun, and you got to get that front foot forward and get your feet the same way. There's so much goes into shooting that makes it a little bit better for you all the time. You know, if you could, you know, if you're shooting triples and picking males and doing all the right things, I mean, that helps your shooting too. You just
Hey. Why don't you bring that shot cam there?
I will.
And I'll bring my Tacticam, which works half the time. It's part-time it works, but yours is really good. And we'll put it on the girls' shotguns, and that might help them where they can see where they're shooting, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's incredible how it'll show you how you hit or how you missed. And you can go frame by frame, and you can see the wide coming in and hitting whatever you're shooting. I mean, it's an incredible little thing, and I'm really pleased with that shot cam. And I tell you what, it makes some great videos. In fact, I think it zooms in a little too close. You can't see. Sometimes you don't see the whole flock when you're picking them. But I tell you what, it's special. It'll show you the shots of duck hunting. It's the hardest to go is ones that are fading away because you think you have to lead them one way or the other, but you really don't. You just shoot them and point blank on. And that's probably the hardest shot in duck hunting, but it should be the easiest. But you always want to lead them, and you don't have to. But it'll teach you all of it.
Well, next time you talk to Shot Cam, see if they'll take a trade-in on a Tacticam. I want to upgrade to what you got. That thing I got's, you know, cost me too much misery and anguish so far.
No, you guys.
Okay, Captain Ron. You're right. All right. Tell people how to get a hold of you for more information than we give them here.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website and everything. We got our duck season booking for next year already. Or they can just call me direct at 504-559-5111 and be happy to
all
help
right,
them
my
out
friend.
Fishing booking up.
Welcome back. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert. And we got our own shooting team, the Cajun Fishing Adventures Harem Girls at Gunning for a Cure. Come on out there and spend a day with us. All right, we come back after this. Are you interested in a career in coastal restoration? Might have the answer how you can get in on it. Stay tuned. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, often I'm asked to go out and speak about careers in the outdoors to young students. And, you know, one of the things that I tell them is there's going to be a lot of opportunity in coastal restoration careers. And if they're interested in doing that, you or someone you know, Fletcher Technical Community College is putting on a career in coastal restoration program, and there are some limited scholarships available. And if you would be interested in getting a job in regulations and permitting, safety, pipelines, dredging, trenching, on Monday, March 8th, it will start, and the course will run the entire week, Monday through Friday, with different aspects of coastal restoration careers being explained. There's some field trips to the levees and floodgates. If you are interested or someone you know, rather than give out a phone number real quick or a website, go to Fletcher Technical Community College. You'll find the phone number, the website, the email. Contact them, because these scholarships, where it will be paid for, are limited, and they are out of Houma. That's Fletcher Technical Community College on Dixon Road, Houma, Louisiana. And get to work on rebuilding our coast. We can certainly use the help. All right, closing out with some of our text messages. We have one of our listeners reporting a wreck north of Thibodaux. It's by the water tower going towards Chack Bay. Traffic is backed up to a dead stop, so be aware of that. Here's a question, a rhetorical question. What's the difference, corn to water, such as our bad boys misdeed, or water to unharvested corn? Well, the difference is, according to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, if you flood unharvested corn, that is legal. It's not considered baiting. But if you bring corn and put it in water, that is baiting. And I have been an opponent of allowing that for a long time. And hopefully that'll change. Because, like the texter said, they drain the farms. Now the ducks show up. Go figure. Doesn't take a lot to figure out what's going there. By the way, I've been trying to get in touch with Delta Waterfowl about that tagging, that radio telemetry program. I have not been successful in booking the biologist who is heading that up, but I think that study is going to tell us a lot about changes in migration patterns and behavior of waterfowl. And I've been waiting until the season ended, so all you duck hunters will be able to participate in it. And I'll let you know a week in advance when I get that person. And possibly that'll be coming in the next couple of weeks. Next week, I'm going to have Daryl Sherman on from Gunning for a Cure down there at Stella Plantation, where we're having the Sporting Clay shoot. And our Cajun Fishing Adventures all-girl shooting team is going to be there, and food and celebrations. Check them out, gunningforacure.org. If you like sporting clays, which is basically simulated hunting shots on a laid-out course, you will have a lot of fun there and get to see us. All right, we'll be back next week. Hopefully I'll have a better voice for you than this, as we do it each and every week, 5 to 7 a.m. It's a little journey into the great outdoors, your reports, our reports, all the information you need to start your weekend. Be safe out there. Watch for this weather, and hopefully we'll get no fish kills to report next week. See you then on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.